Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, he comes into shape. He comes into camp in shape. He really starts taking care of his body. There's nothing but the brightest of futures for this young man, and the team that they build around him will go a long way to his team's success. By the way, same thing with Steph Curry. Had the team not been built around him the way it was, Steph Curry is not a five-time reach the NBA Finals three-time champion. I mean, it takes a competent organization to win titles, not just a singular great player. And that is the advantage that the Warriors have in this series. It's why I am picking them to win this series in six. I think the better team beats the better player.
The better team almost always beats the better player, though.
Yeah.
There are almost no examples of a team winning a championship with one great player and sort of a bunch of supporting cast. Chamberlain didn't do it. He needed three other Hall of Famers on his team in 67 to win his first championship.
I would say Giannis, maybe just last year, might be the closest, with all due respect to, you know, the word greatness. I'm not confirming greatness on a Lopez, Chris Middleton, or Jrue Holiday. They're goodness.
No, you don't have to be great, but you have to be really good. And I think Middleton and Holiday are really good players. But it's also the fact that the game is changing, so that your definition of greatness needs to be more elastic. Not yours, but I'm talking about the general definition of greatness needs to be more elastic. And the fact is, nobody has ever done this single-handed. And it is the one thing that Doncic has not achieved yet, which is a better team around him. And they tried with Porzingis, and that failed miserably. This is a better team now than any of their incarnations with Porzingis. But they understand what the thing separating them from the elite teams is. It's that they're not good enough around him yet.
By the way, you know what? Xfinity Mobile Text Line might have the correct answer in terms of the one player being greater than the other team, which was clearly the better team. 2011 Mavericks with Dirk. Dirk and who else was on that team? You know, it was Dirk and those guys.
That's probably the closest example, but I'd have to look at that team a little closer than, because
Jason Terry.
Yeah, I'm unwilling to consider the possibility yet without doing more research than I have.
You know, somebody says, not all about stats. Hardware does matter. Did you say hardware mattered for Steph Curry in the first 4 years of his career? I mean, that's the thing. To understand, this is what drives me just nuts about fans. There are really deep knowledge and smart fans out there, and then there are only fans who understand a championship. And without being able to see who the champion is and then working their way backwards, they have no concept of who had a good year or not. It's ridiculous. Like, you can never understand auto racing if all you understand is who crossed the finish line first. You'll never understand it. You'll never understand it. You can point at the person who won the race and call them a winner? Well, congratulations. Whoop-de-doo. What an analyst you are. This guy, Luka Doncic, is one of the scariest, youngest individual entities in sports history, not just the NBA. In the history of sports, we're watching a historically significant player at the dawn of his career. Steph Curry has been a historically significant player we are approaching the twilight of his career. Now, this is one of the things that I also want to talk a little bit about. When everyone says, you know, well, the Warriors are now the old guys, and they got the young guys chasing them. And in many ways, that's true. And the Warriors, as lucky as they've been to have Curry just sitting on the bench so often through four quarters and the dynastic years, the five in a row, they were able to keep some tread off of his tires. But look all around sports. We are watching great athletes who take great care of themselves perform great feats later and deeper into their careers than we ever really thought possible. And that's the one thing that the Warriors have going for them as well. You got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, who are so locked in to being in great shape, taking incredible care of their bodies, that is going to drive them into more productive, eventually, like, hey, you guys are 38 now, seasons than you would hope ever before. They've also got a level of staggering competence around them, which will help buoy their careers into their golden years.
It's why, in some ways, the Doncic v. Curry comparison sort of doesn't translate yet, because Curry's greatness is tied into his role in an ensemble, and Doncic doesn't have an ensemble yet. Doncic has Doncic. And so that's why, you know, the notion of this guy's ahead of that guy after 4 years, you know, sort of, you know, it's not apples and apples. It's apples and pomegranates. You know, you take either one of them happily, but if you're just talking about item A versus item B, and both of them at the same age that they, you know, at an equivalent age, right now, yeah, you'd probably take Doncic. Now, there are some people who would argue that based on, well, we knew Curry was going to be a great player, yada, 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 at 23, but you had to take that on faith because he didn't spring forth once he got to Golden State as a starter. You know, he was understudying Monte Ellis, and they had to move Ellis to allow Curry to become Curry. So it's different circumstances. But, you know, the argument X is better than Y, you know, it's almost problematic for me because they both come from such different places
right
when they started, and their circumstances are still radically different from what they might be when Doncic has played four more years. And then you can make more adequate comparisons. In terms of individuals, Doncic is genuinely a superb player by any definition. And you just sort of have to, well, that's good enough for me.
Somebody says, Damon, your classic prisoner of the moment, hot garbage takes. You open up Basketball Reference. If you ain't impressed, you don't understand basketball. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Luka Doncic is a staggering galactic talent that individually probably has more than you know, add a couple guys together and they don't make what this guy has, because this guy's doing it at the age of 23. He'll be 24, I believe, around the All-Star break next year.
If he makes the All-Star team.
If he makes the All-Star team, yeah.
I just want to see if I can make that vein in your forehead stick out.
You know, you don't need to try to make Luka shorter to have Steph Curry appear taller. Like, you don't need to cut one man's legs out from underneath him. Curry obviously has a career that, if when it's over, Luka would love to match his trophy case. Steph Curry has to look at the first 4 years of Luka's career and think to himself, my God, he's as fully realized an NBA player in his first 4 years as I was in my MVP years 6 years into my career. That's what we're dealing with. a guy who on day one was almost better than all of them. So, look, you need to understand what you're up against here. This will not be easy. Now, I do like the Warriors in six. And I like the Warriors in six because they got a coach who's been there, done that. They are team been there, done that. When it comes to winning on the road, and you got to be able to steal one on the road. No one steals one on the road with more regularity than the Golden State Warriors. They have won a road game in 26 straight series. Or no, 25. If they do it in this series, it'll be 26. By the way, that's the same amount of series that Steph, Klay, and Draymond have played together. The three of them coming together is what made the Warriors so special and so dynastic and so historical. It's not just Steph. If it were only Steph, if Klay had not been drafted, if Draymond had not been drafted, you were talking about Steph Curry as one of the greatest shooters of all time with zero titles.
No, well, I mean, no question. I mean, but the team was not built specifically around Curry when they drafted him. And right. They didn't point to him and say, this is the center of our universe, because you don't do that with a point guard. At least you didn't.
The Mavericks did the day they drafted Luka.
Okay, but that's now 10 years later. I mean, the game has changed a lot since then. But the Warriors were built as an ensemble. They remain an ensemble today. It's a phenomenal ensemble. Maybe the best since the Celtics of the late 60s. You know, where they had one, the first among equals in Bill Russell, but four other Hall of Famers. But, you know, Curry's advancement was more organic, and it was a longer run-up, in part because he was drafted onto a bad team and became important over time, and also because he spent a year trying to figure out if his ankles would work. You know, it's just different circumstances entirely with these two guys. And Doncic has yet to have his first debilitating injury.
And he's been hurt a little bit.
Yeah, a little nagging things that every player gets, but nothing where he's had to sit out 30 games.
Steph Curry talking about young stars hunting the old dogs.
No, we don't have anything right now. That's the mindset of like us being greedy in terms of what we're trying to go after. There's more so just the acknowledgement of like how funny it is when I look at some of those guys and you remind them how young they are actually are. Like Jason Tatum's 24, Luka's 23, you got Ja was 20, whatever, 22, whatever he is. So like that's the only part where you're just like really that young. You're thinking about what you were doing at that age, like trying to come into this scene in playoff basketball. But outside of that, you know, we're hungry enough knowing that we haven't been on the radar for the last 2 years in terms of being realistic championship contenders. And now we're knocking on the doorstep of getting back to the finals. So maybe that's just me in terms of not trying to be like claim the old guy tag, but it's just we're as hungry as they are to get it done.
I mean, and that's what makes him great. Steph Curry isn't leaning on five straight NBA finals appearances, back-to-back MVPs, or the three trophies that are already sitting in his trophy case. As far as he's concerned, they're a two-time didn't-make-the-playoff loser who are trying to prove themselves now. And that is such a part of his greatness. The man isn't leaning on a single accomplishment that he's got in his past. He's only looking forward to the future. And what is really amazing, as we do look at the Warriors as this aging entity, how fine of a wine they've aged as compared to their contemporaries, who, let's face it, it's not only age that got them, but some of them making poorer decisions about their careers, where they've landed, what they've insisted upon. We're talking about LeBron, Harden, Chris Paul. They have all faded into the background while the Warriors remain on the stage.
A little bit, but you're so locked into what's in front of you, you don't really think about that too much. So especially when you're in a series, like you just worry about the 14 other guys on the other side and it requires all of your attention and emotional energy. So this is an interesting time now with so many different people chiming in on the playoff conversations and all the different commentary that's going on that seems a little louder than it usually has been from a player's perspective. So that part has been entertaining, but also a little weird. But again, once I think we've only had time, you know, these last 2 days to really kind of take a step back and take a break from the grind of what happens on the court to appreciate all the other stuff that goes on around playoff, NBA playoff basketball and all the theatrics.
there is an awful lot of theatrics when you look at what's going on. By the way, before the next person in the media tries to tell me that Patrick Beverley is going to be great in the media, can I ask for a second topic? Like, Patrick Beverley officially needs a second topic that he even sidles up to the concept of interesting on, other than ripping Chris Paul. Because outside of ripping Chris Paul, which is a personal vendetta for him, I don't know if Patrick Beverley's got a career. One decent show does not a future broadcaster make. Okay.
Well, he's only done one of these, as far as I know. I mean, he's only been through the washing machine one time.
Right. So on one subject. Like,
well, yeah. But you can only be on one subject if you're on one time. They didn't ask him a wide-ranging number of questions. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, let's see what he's like in the next nine times they have him on, because he will be on another nine times. You know, and let's face it, there are plenty of blowhards now who probably will be cycled out in the next year or two and replaced by new blowhards. And he could be one of them.
Kevon Looney. Do you think he starts tomorrow night? I sure do.
Oh, yeah. Remember how people said, why do they keep starting him? Why is it so important that he start 82 times? Well, it's not important that he start 82 times, but it's important that he starts.
He talked about the fact that Dallas's bigs are going to be a little bit of a different challenge than the ones he just got through in Memphis.
A different set of challenges. You know, Dwight Powell isn't the biggest big man, but he's an athletic roller. He's really physical. He's a great offensive rebounder, and the way Dallas uses him, and Kleber, the way they're used is not like it's different from the last few series that we played in. So it makes for, as a big, makes it a little bit difficult. Just the rotations, you might be playing out on the wing a lot more or the top of the key instead of being on the block. So your defensive rotations are different. It's probably gonna be a lot more switching. So the matchups get a little funky. So it's just a different type of game when you're playing against bigs like that.
Well, and look, you got multiple bigs who want to pull him out to the perimeter. So dealing with that is going to be something. And when asked about similarities between Luka and Harden, he said, you know, well, here's what Kevon Looney said.
Especially with the step back, they kind of do it on different sides of the floor. So that's a difference. But they're both able to make every pass when they get downhill. Both able to, you know, get real streaky from three. So they're definitely real similar. Luka's a little bigger, a little more physical than James was. James used a lot of quickness when his first step was pretty amazing. And Luka's able to post up pretty much anybody when he gets the shoulder on you. Watching him able to post up guys like Aiden. And so just different. Biggest difference is the size. You know, Luka's pretty, really strong. That kind of surprised me because this year I didn't have to hold him a lot in the past. So the few times I did hold him this year, it was just to get a feel for his pace, and his size was the biggest notice.
There is a similarity there. He talked about that Harden step back and how Luka's got it too. And when we were talking with Anthony Slater, he basically said, look, if that step back is hitting for Luka, that's an awful lot of problems for the Warriors because he becomes unguardable at that point.
He's relatively unguardable as it is, but yeah, the step back becomes genuinely problematic if that happens.
And the deal is for Steph, he can be guardable. We've seen it. Guardability is there. By the way, we do have the NBA draft lottery happening right now. I feel like this
is
important.
I'm writing it down. Just go ahead and vamp it.
Okay. Well, so who's going to have the number one? Because I'll give you the top four picks right now. The Sacramento Kings are going to have the fourth pick in the NBA draft.
Not official yet. That's just the top four. And they're going to reveal the order.
I'm just looking at the graphic.
Yeah, they stopped at five. Oh, they stopped at five. So they could sell some stuff.
So they're going to have a top four pick.
Which they'll promptly turn into somebody who...
Not Luka Doncic?
Yeah. If they have a choice between Chet Holmgren and a guy who sells ice cream, the guy who sells ice cream has an excellent chance of being a king.
So would you give me this on Luka Doncic? He is drafted by the Sacramento Kings. The Sacramento Kings are in the playoffs by now.
By now, yeah.
That's the ultimate compliment you could probably give a basketball player. He can take the galactically incompetent and make them competent.
Well, but here's the thing. The reason why they're galactically incompetent is because they never take the Luka Doncic when it's available. He's not the first guy they've passed on.
Right. The premise of my point was if they had.
If they had. But if they had, they wouldn't have been the Kings for as long as they've been. Because at some point, you'd have made the right choice. And more than once. You know, it just, all you have to do to get picked by the Kings is tell the Kings, yeah, I like Sacramento. And then you're in. Luka Doncic is not a Sacramento King today because he said, no, I really don't want to play here. And instead of doing what the Warriors did with Stephen Curry, which is saying, we know you want to play in New York, but we're drafting you.
By the way,
Kings said, okay, Marvin Bagley likes us more, so we'll do that. That's all I'm trying to say. Is that the Kings are the Kings because they pass on Luka Doncic. And if they had the wisdom not to pass on him, they wouldn't be the Kings.
Well, they got scared. He said, I'm not coming if you draft me. And him returning to a league that he was MVP of is maybe enough for you to think, all right, well, he might be serious there. But you call his bluff anyway.
Yeah, you hold his rights.
Yes.
You just go, well, we drafted you anyway. You could play in Europe till you're 40. But if you come here, you're playing for us.
They should have done that.
They should have done that. Hell yes, they should have done it.
Okay, this is absolutely going to fly with the big portion of the audience on the Xfinity mobile text line. Somebody from the 408 basically said, look, Doncic is Thanos, but the Warriors are the Avengers. So a lot of great individual talent. They got to work as a team to take down Thanos. Yeah, that's where it is. That is where it is. And someone wants to say, Damon, you know, winning does matter. If Luka had not won Game 7, you know, you're not talking about him like this. Well, duh. We'd be talking about how the Suns are, you know, a team that was top five in defense and top five in offense, and here you are. You got to balance yourself. I actually think the Warriors are going to have a better shot to maybe beat the Dallas Mavericks than they would the Phoenix Suns. And I know that there's regular season evidence to the contrary of that. But now that we're seeing the Warriors as a fully formed and realized entity again with the three most principal players all out there together, it's just different now. That is the power of experience. That is the power of all of the collective talent that this team has and just the know-how.
It's the collective of options. I mean, that's the real, they have more ways to beat you than Dallas has of beating them.
Right.
Just in terms of numbers.
Right.
And by the way, in terms of the Thanos thing, the Warriors already did this with LeBron James, who was pre-Thanos Thanos. I mean, and I hate that I'm engaging in this ridiculous analogy.
No, you don't. You kind of like comics.
I stopped doing that when I stopped collecting them at age 25.
Right. I saw you wear a Powder Puff Girl shirt like 3 days ago.
Well, yeah, but I bought that when my daughter was watching the Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
So it was not an homage to her. It was a way to keep her keep her shut up. But no, it just, they've done the extraordinary player thing when they played LeBron four times in 4 years. So this is not new to them.
Right. And it took LeBron, one legit running buddy, to come up with one of the bigger upsets in recent NBA history. I mean, Kyrie, we don't even want to talk about that, but look, the Warriors are really good. Luka, really good. And he is so really good that the Mavericks have found themselves in a situation they probably did not think that they were going to be in the day that they were trading Porzingis. The Warriors are in a situation that they probably don't think that they would have been in when they were watching Draymond Green go down with an injury that cost him 30-plus games. But here they are. Their two timelines have brought them to this moment. And this is a significant moment because it represents the Warriors either continuing to hold the torch or it gets passed a little. By the way, I think the Warriors are going to go to the NBA Finals. I think if they meet Boston, they're in trouble. I think if it's Miami, there's going to be a parade up Market Street. So for those of you who just want to say, what is Luka paying you to do this? No, but you should pay close attention to someone who's clearly done a little bit more research than you have if you're trying to diminish what Luka is. To say what Luka isn't is to admit you don't follow the NBA. Or you're just a Warriors fan, and you only see things through the Warrior prism glasses, and if it isn't Warriors, it must be bad.
Well, I mean, that's what fans are.
Not the fans that listen to us. We're looking for a better
understanding. You just read a bunch of texts from people who apparently...
Well, again, these are the people we're trying to educate, Ray. These are the people who they come to us seeking knowledge, not even understanding they're seeking knowledge. But that's why they return. It's like knowledge by osmosis.
Nah, it's really... You just trust them more than I do. You have a higher opinion of people than I do.
Somebody wanted me to... somebody says, Damon, how were you on your first broadcast concerning Patrick Beverley? I was instantly awesome. The best broadcaster this town's ever had in sports talk radio from night one. You're welcome.
I'm not even... No, you're going to hang with that one.
When you let it hang there, it sounds like there's a big pregnant pause on it, and it sounds even more dramatic. I was just told to check my text. Thank you, Lucas. Lucas has given us the 2022 NBA draft lottery order.
I already had that. Okay. You could have asked me. You didn't need that hanger on.
Well, he let me know. Let's just start with 5, because no one cares 5 through 14. You can look that up yourself. Number 5, it's the Detroit Pistons. Number 4, Sacramento Kings. Number 3, Houston Rockets. Number 2, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number 1, the Orlando Magic. Congratulations to all the Orlando Magic fan out there who's very excited about this.
Nick Friedell, baby.
Nick Friedell, who's from Orlando. Yeah. Grew up there. Penny Hardaway. Look it up, kids.
Why would they do that?
Well, again, you know, this is proof that you do not need to have won a title to be a great player. Penny Hardaway was great.
And then stuff went south.
And then things go south, as they all do. Things go south for everyone in sports eventually. Unless you're Tom Brady.
True, but...
Magic, Thunder, Rockets, Kings, Pistons, Pacers, Blazers, Pelicans, Spurs, Wizards, Knicks, Thunder again, Hornets, Cavs.
I like the fact that the Knicks end up 11th. Because then we don't have to listen to them go, this is the draft pick that will turn them around.
Yeah.
Because that was what we heard with Porzingis. And now
you're picking 11th. Bing bong.
Yeah. I mean, you could get somebody who doesn't suck at 11, Klay Thompson, but it's not easy.
No, it's rare you see a pillar of a franchise drafted at 11. Not impossible, but rare. So anyways, someone says, why do you keep sleeping on Miami? I'm not sleeping on Miami. You can't sleep in a team that's in their conference finals. But I think the Warriors beat Miami in a way that I'm not necessarily convinced they go out and beat Boston. Maybe that's because I saw Boston with my own two eyes just make life harder on the Warriors in the Steph Curry got injured by Marcus Smart game. That had Steph Curry not been injured in that game, I don't think the Warriors are winning it. I mean, that's how much better Boston looked that night. Now things were different. And everything changes, and there's an evolution to who the Warriors are in any given week. Really, game to game in any given series, the way that they're playing lately.
I hold Miami in higher regard than you. I think the Warriors will have a difficult time with Miami as well. The only difference is Miami doesn't have quite as many offensive options. And at some point, somebody's going to have to guard Al Horford, because if you just let him shoot those 17-footers that he loves to shoot, you're going to end up looking at a guy with 22 and you won't know how it happened.
Nobody has to guard Al Horford tonight.
Well,
he's unavailable because of COVID protocols.
You're right. I completely forgot.
Yeah. By the way, Heat and Celtics, These have been the best two teams in the Eastern Conference for 25 years. The last 25 years, the Heat got a 566 winning percentage. The Celtics are coming in at 543. Yes, the Heat won three titles. Boston, one title in 25 years. All NBA players, well, you know, the Miami Heat were able to stack LeBron on top of LeBron on top of LeBron on top of Dwayne Wade there for a while. Bosh, too. 20 all-NBA players for the Miami Heat in the past 25 years. The Celtics have had 9. 35 All-Stars each appearances. Boston had some rough years, but Danny Ainge, he sat on his draft picks probably a little too long, and he never made his good teams great. You know, honestly, too, you had the entire Eastern Conference basically pushing the pause button during the LeBron run. I mean, everyone just kicked the can down the road. They saw that Miami was that good. They would focus all of their, you know, they would put all their eggs in a basket 2-3 years from now. That's what they were doing to stack things up. Dwayne Wade gets massive credit for that. Schenectady's own Pat Riley, by the way. Pat Riley. Right? Pat Riley might be living one of the single greatest sporting lives of all time. Like, that's how good he has been at all the roles he's enjoyed in the NBA since he was the Lakers head coach.
Yeah, his worst times as a basketball figure was a player, and he made the league.
Yeah, and played at Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, so he cashed in like everybody else. But no, and Pat Riley is like the last of a dead breed. I mean, Eric Spoelstra yesterday said this series is going to be a throwback. And by that, he was almost saying, both our teams would like to keep the game in the 80s. You know, it's almost like, yeah, we're going to play Pistons Pacers in 1998. You know, look at some of those box scores where it's 75-69. I think they would both be happy if no game approached 100.
Oh, totally.
And people are going to hate that series. I mean, they'll watch it because it's the conference final, but those are going to be hard on your eyes, because two teams that are devoted that much to defense and are that good at it are going to make 91-88 will seem like a scoring binge.
The two greatest modern NBA free agent signings, I think, are Pat Riley signing LeBron and Joe Lacob signing Kevin Durant. I mean, find me two things that created more dramatic multiple title impact in terms of free agent added. Here we go.
Well, given the number of times they got to the final, Cleveland signing LeBron as well. And the only reason why they didn't get more than one title is because of Durant. But I think that should be included on the list.
Right, but I will say that Cleveland did not sign LeBron as much as LeBron decided to go back to Cleveland.
Well, but LeBron also decided to go to Miami. I mean, he's the
right,
guy
but
who...
Right, but Pat Riley put the full court press, because remember, it was going to be maybe the Knicks, it was going to be maybe back to Cleveland. There was one other team that I think was in the mix back then, but it was really like, is he going to bing bong, or is he going to go to South Beach?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, just as LeBron chose to go to L.A. and chose to go to Cleveland the second time, he's the guy who chose Miami. As much as Pat Riley might have put a full court press on him, the truth is LeBron was the only one in charge of that decision making. So,
right, which is why he called Dwayne Wade and said, I'm coming. Is that cool? And Dwayne Wade was like, hell yeah, that's cool. Why don't you bring Chris Bosh with you? And he's like, all right, I'm going to make that call next too.
And then they all went to Pat Riley and said, this is what we're doing.
Right.
And Pat Riley, because he's a genius,
and that's why tampering
got
is
out
now,
of the way.
And tampering is now illegal, basically, because of that.
Yeah, except the tampering still goes on a massive level.
I mean, how
do you think LeBron ended up in L.A.? How do you think Durant ended up in Oakland? You know, I mean...
Well, that wasn't tampering. That was
Draymond Green tampering his ass off. Only you can't tamper if you're a player. And LeBron James went to Miami because Dwayne Wade tampered. But... again, players can't tamper, so the word tampering is almost not applicable here, because players are the guys who basically make big players move to new places. That's how Anthony Davis ended up with the Lakers. LeBron made a call.
That's like tampering.
Yeah.
by the way, here's one thing that I, you know, here, you know, this whole segment has basically been, what do we think? What do we know? What can we prove? Here's what we definitely know. We don't think this. We can prove it. The NBA is about to have a fifth different champion in 5 years. That's extraordinary. A fifth different NBA champion in 5 years. This is the first time that this has happened since the 76 through 81 seasons. In 76-77, it was the Trailblazers. In 77-78, it was the Bullets. In 78-79, it was the Sonics. In 79-80, it was the Lakers. And in 80-81, it was the Celtics. This time, going back, it's what? Toronto? Who won after Toronto?
Well, it's Golden State, then Toronto.
Right, but no, but Golden State's, yeah, no, it's Golden State, Toronto, Lakers, and then the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. Although, you know, when you talked about the mid to late 70s, it actually started Warriors, Blazers, Bullets, Sonics, Lakers, Celtics. So it's actually six different teams.
This is the first time a fifth different champion will be crowned in 5 years since that time.
Okay, yeah.
Look, the CBA has changed the game, is basically what we're trying to tell you. And Kevin Durant choosing the Brooklyn Nets was a ripple throughout NBA history, which is undeniable, because I do believe that if Kevin Durant had been a Golden State Warrior 2 years ago, that team could have won a title. You had Steph Curry leading the league in scoring. Kevin Durant makes up for the absence of Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green doesn't come into that year fat because he thinks there's going to be like a finals waiting for him at the end. So that was a huge moment in time. And Kevin Durant will be watching the team that he left to start his own culture tomorrow night, game one in the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, he's made a couple of bad choices.
He's made some really bad choices.
Now, going to Brooklyn is not necessarily one of those.
Oh, it definitely
was. But no, wait a minute. Let me make my point. Don't... No. Going to Brooklyn is not necessarily a bad choice, but aligning yourself with flighty guys like Kyrie Irving and then James Harden dooms him, because there's no coming back from this. He's not going to be able to reassemble this in 2 years, and all of a sudden they're swell, because by then he's going to be 35 or 36. And 36-year-olds do not, as a general rule, make champions. The only one I can think of who made one, you know, from scratch was LeBron 2 years ago in the bubble. But everybody else who ever won a championship at that age and was the center of their team had had that team together for years before. So I don't think that Durant's choice of those two teammates is, that's the thing that undid him. If he had chosen better in Brooklyn, they might be in this conference final. They might very well be. But Kyrie Irving decided, I'm not going to play. And then James Harden said, well, if you're not going to play, I'm not going to play. And then they traded for a third guy who couldn't play.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant decision making. And oh, by the way, you're playing for the one team that nobody even cares about when you're playing for them. If you're going to go play basketball in New York, you only go play for the Knicks. What are you, crazy?
Except that the Knicks have managed to avoid even that kind of a choice for so long that they're probably the worst of the original NBA teams.
Having said that, they look worlds more competent than the Brooklyn Nets do.
Not competent.
That's the wrong word, but
yeah, they've been spectacular failures for a much longer time.
We got one more segment when we come on back here, so stick around. The Warriors need to rebound and shoot their way to an NBA title, but I guess that applies to just about everybody from here on out to the tournament. But to them, it feels like it's doubly important. When we come on back here, stay with us. Brought to you by the Northern California Toyota dealers, Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Tomorrow morning, be listening to the Morning Roast between 7:30 and 8. Chance to win tickets to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. By the way, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals underway in Miami. It's 6-0 Boston.
That's insurmountable.
Good luck, Heat. Hopefully we get a good game there tonight. We got some baseball, both the Giants game and an A's game to keep an eye on tonight. Obviously, all focus is going to be on what happens tomorrow in less than, well, we're approaching about 24 hours. It's 6 o'clock. It's going to be 24 hours away from Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals to get you ready for it. By the way, you know who I saw just walking around here? Kevin Dana, which means in not too long, you'll be hearing from Gary Saint, Apple Bottom Jeans.
Apple Bottom Jeans, boots with fur.
We want to correct any and all mistakes as they're made in real time or the closest we can. It's not that I was wrong, Ray. David Locke, who is the guy who came up with this stat that there will be a fifth different NBA champion in 5 years. Well, he's right as long as the Warriors aren't champions, because the five-year run begins with the Warriors, Raptors, Lakers, Bucks, and should it be, you know, Mavs, Celtics, or Heat, you would have a fifth different champion. That's why I was like, am I missing a team? Is there somebody who's, I'm not remembering right here.
Knicks. You forgot the Knicks.
Oh, the Knicks. I told you Durant made a mistake, Ray. Come on. So look, we are going to be all over Warriors Mavericks again tomorrow, leading you up to Warriors Live, which begins at 5:30. 4:30. 4:30 to 5:30 is Warriors Live tomorrow. Let's wrap up with this then today. Because NFL news, Ray, there's never a day without it. Yesterday, we kind of glossed over, we didn't gloss over it, we didn't even get to it, but there was kind of a doozy yesterday. It wasn't really news, but it was how the news was packaged. The news from the NFL yesterday was that officials are set to meet with Deshaun Watson, and we all know why. He's got 22 civilian lawsuits. Two grand juries in Texas declined to file charges, but what is the NFL about to do in terms of a suspension for him? Along with that story coming out was also this note that Deshaun Watson would be taking his teammates to the Bahamas to work out and bond before the OTAs. So how is that a note that comes out in the, he's going to go to a meeting to find out how long he's going to be suspended, but, you know, just want to let you know that he's such a good teammate that he's taking teammates to the Bahamas. That was in the same release that ESPN put out. Now, that is either a cooperative media partner or the NFL is really trying to have it both ways on this guy.
Well, both, actually. I mean, don't forget, Jerry Jones came out yesterday and said all the bad publicity that the Cowboys have gotten in the last year or so.
It's been good for him.
It's good for the brand. You know, I mean, I'm not sure why they don't just sort of, you know, just start shooting household pets, you know, right there at the 50-yard line going, oh, yeah, it's a horrible thing to do, but at least you're talking about it.
Well, look, I mean, he's right in terms of controversy selling, and I guess Jerry would position that because the most disgusting story about the Dallas Cowboys is that he fathered a love child that he bought out.
It might not be the worst one. They had another club employee who was peeking at cheerleaders through walls.
Anyways, you really got to admire nice job by the Browns to get that into that ESPN piece yesterday. Ray, would you say it gives the story a happy ending?
No, it gives it a creepy ending, but I have a feeling that we're going to be saying that over and over again for a while.
You understand what I just did there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. I want you to at least acknowledge the brilliance.
Oh, yeah, it was crystalline in its beauty.
Today, Jerry Jones is talking about how the Dallas Cowboys, he's never going to sell them, but he told Peter King they'd be worth $10 billion. They just got, I think, evaluated by Forbes for, what was it? What was the number that they put? Forbes put a number on the Cowboys, six something.
Yeah, high sixes, maybe seven.
And today he said that they would be worth 10. He's wrong about that. They'd be worth much more. There would be a global bidding war for the Dallas Cowboys because, look, there are a lot of NFL teams. There's only one Dallas Cowboys. And I don't like them, and you don't like them, and our listeners don't like them, but you cannot pretend that they aren't the biggest star, no pun intended, in the constellation.
I don't know that they'd be worth much more than 10 because what you're doing is you're valuing them at 40% above what their current imaginary valuation is. And Jerry Jones is leaving that for his kid.
Of course he
is. That's a done deal.
But this would bring in a global bidding war.
And secondly, but the bidding war is not going to start at 10. And I don't even think it won't get much past 10. I mean, we have a kind of a template with the way that the Chelsea sale is going. And Chelsea makes as much money as the Cowboys do. In fact, several Premier League teams do. Some make even more. And they topped off at about 4. So I'm not sure. I mean, while I think that they could get 8, maybe even 9, I think 10 might be asking much. Now, if the NBA, if the NFL grows again the way it has been, by the time Jerry dies, maybe more. But if he put it for sale today, 10 seems like an outlier.
In the last 5 years, NFL franchise prices have gone up 100%.
Yes, but he's asking for more than 100.
Still, if you ever wanted to get Saudi oil money, this is the one chance to come in as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, because oligarchs have done so well doing this.
Look, I'm just telling you, if the Dallas Cowboys put a Century 21 sign in front of the star today, $10 billion, it's not out of the realm of possibility. As a matter of fact, I think for the one time, Jerry's actually selling himself a little bit short there. Anyway, we will continue our global bidding war for as many sports ears tomorrow here in the Bay Area, getting you ready for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Stay tuned, because coming up next, it's Warriors Roundtable. Thanks to Anthony Slater for joining us today. Lucas, Grandy, thank you very much. For Ray, I'm Damon. Please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.